Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, June 16th. Tesla has secured a new cobalt supply deal with the mining giant Glencore as it phases out the controversial battery material. Cobalt is a controversial mineral due to most of it coming from mining operations in Congo, a place that has historically been affected by conflict and corruption. Financial Times has reported, quote, Tesla will buy cobalt from Glencore for use in two new car plants in a deepening of ties between Elon Musk's electric car maker and the Swiss mining group. Glencore will supply Tesla's new Shanghai Gigafactory and its planned Berlin factory with the metal used in lithium-ion batteries, according to people familiar with the matter. Ever since Tesla started Model Y deliveries after reopening in Fremont, the new buyers have been reporting some significant quality issues. The forums are flooded with new buyers reporting issues from their new Model Y, refusing deliveries, and in some cases, Tesla has proactively canceled deliveries due to issues. Reports from owners include rear seats that are not detached, indentations on the materials, loose seat belts, paint issues, and much more. In an email to employees last week, CEO Elon Musk said that minimizing rectifications in Model Y production is a top priority. Yesterday, we reported on a leaked factory mode in a Model 3 showing a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack. Elon Musk has said to Twitter to deny it by saying, quote, no larger pack Model 3 is in development. Of course, even if Tesla doesn't bring it to market, our theory is that these Model 3s with the 100 kilowatt-hour pack might have been just test mules for Tesla's new battery cells or packs. A Tesla Model Y performance model, with some heavy modifications from a company called Unplugged Performance, has achieved supercar-like times on the Buttonwillow racetrack. The modifications include sway bars, camber arms, a brake kit, racing wheels, and much more. The electric SUV scored a 0-60 mph acceleration in 3.5 seconds, and the total lap time was 2 minutes and 1.9 seconds. The Model Y beat out the previous winner, scored by a Porsche 997 911 Turbo. Tesla has upgraded the Model S, its flagship electric sedan, with an official new range of 402 miles. Tesla lists the improvements that resulted in the new range: a significant mass reduction, new aero wheels and tires that are called Tempest, increased drive unit efficiency, and maximizing regenerative braking. Tesla is taking design submissions from Chinese car designers and amateur designers for its upcoming new small electric car. Earlier this year, CEO Elon Musk said Tesla will design an electric car in China for the global market. And now Tesla has made an announcement via its official WeChat account in China, inviting car designers and submissions for the new vehicle. Unfortunately, neither Tesla nor Elon Musk has offered a clear timeline for when the new electric car is going to reach production or even be available for sale. Tesla is closing in on an incentive package with the local government in Austin for a new factory. Last month, Electrek exclusively reported that Tesla's new factory is going to be in Austin, Texas. After our report, Tesla leaked that Tulsa, Oklahoma was still in the running, but we were able to confirm that Tesla is already set to build in Austin. And now a local newspaper, The Statesman, reports, quote, the Travis County Commissioner's Court is scheduled to discuss the terms of the potential incentives deal in an executive session on Tuesday, according to people with knowledge of the proceedings. A vote is expected in the coming weeks. And more local stirrings are abound. In May, Travis County Commissioners lifted a moratorium on economic incentives for 2 months, just in time to make a deal with Tesla. The United Auto Workers, who Tesla has been fighting for years, is already campaigning in the area. The BMW-owned MINI brand will use a Chinese joint venture to produce two new SUVs, one all-electric and another powered by internal combustion. The new electric MINI would be sold in China and exported to other markets, including the United Kingdom. There was no definitive word about U.S. sales, although many executives view Asia and North America as growth markets. Mary Barra, the chief executive of General Motors, took questions from car journalists just yesterday during a virtual fireside chat held by the Automotive Press Association. Some highlights include the following. The CEO downplayed any notion that the pandemic has slowed the company down regarding the development of future EVs. Barra promised that the canceled GMC Hummer EV and Cadillac Lyriq unveilings, They would happen soon, in the not-too-distant future. Unfortunately, no specific date. She emphasized that its new Ultium EV platform would help the company's market position in China. The Weidu Flyer 1, an electric hydrofoil surfboard, is now taking orders. Compared to every other electric surfboard out there, the Weidu Flyer 1 is a steal at $3,795. Other electric hydrofoils run about $10,000 to $12,000. So, you can head to Kickstarter if you'd like to take a look. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the UK Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, confirmed today that the green-colored license plates for electric vehicles are set to be rolled out in autumn under the plans to drive the green economic recovery after the pandemic. The government announced, quote, "The plates will make it easier for cars to be identified as zero-emission vehicles, helping local authorities design and put in new policies to incentivize people to own and drive them." Energy storage company Fluence, a Siemens and AES company, has launched a sixth-generation integrated grid storage product. The new technology will help customers deploy larger projects faster and more effectively for less cost. The latest version is a 10-foot cube, which Fluence will use as a building block for storage plants. According to a new study published in BMC Energy, new cleaner energy ships won't be enough to achieve the necessary emission reductions in order to meet the Paris climate agreements. The shipping sector can't wait for new low-carbon ships to enter its fleet if it is to cut emissions on time. Strong and fast policy changes are prescribed in order to meet the targets. Danish green energy giant Ørsted CEO Henrik Poulsen has resigned after an 8-year tenure. Ørsted is now the world's biggest offshore wind developer. It recently installed its 1,500th offshore wind turbine. And in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the British motorcycle company Triumph has just launched the company's first electric bike, as in bicycle. The new electric bicycle is known as the Triumph Trekker GT. The GT was just unveiled today as a road-oriented commuter electric bike. Power comes from a Shimano E6100 mid-drive motor, putting out what they say is 250 watts, but it's known to peak somewhere around 500. The integrated battery is a Shimano E8035 model with 504 watt-hours of capacity. The bike is now available in the United Kingdom, the United States, and most of Europe except for Germany and Austria. The price is £2,950, including VAT tax, or about $3,700 US. The Sacramento-based Rumble Motors is currently in the process of moving production of their electric motorcycles to California from its current location in Sweden. Their flagship line is the Rumble Scrambler, featuring a 3,000-watt rear hub motor and 2.16 kilowatt-hour battery pack, stated for a range of up to 70 miles. Unlike most electric motorcycles of this size and speed, the battery is removable for remote charging. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.